This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy anniversary. And normally I would have tried to sing that, but my
you
voice
could have
is,
said that once.
My voice is a little. It's usually happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, right? But yeah, I was.
Whose anniversary is it?
Mine.
Of what?
Being on the show.
Groovy.
Wow, yeah. Congrats.
A year, man.
You've been on here a year?
Yeah, I know. Weird, huh?
How did that happen?
Like, I think yesterday, technically, right? Because the days move, like, one day past, you know, every year. So if my first day on the air on this show was 9-6 of 2019, then it would have been technically yesterday. But because I'm not on the air on Sundays, you know, we'll celebrate today, right? Because here I am. So thank you, Ian, and all of the Free Talk Live crew. Nobody for being on here on Mondays with me. And
nobody could be happier to have you here.
And I'm glad nobody could be happier. It means a lot to me that nobody could be happier about that.
It's true. It's true.
So, I think this is 14 years since Free Talk Live moved to New Hampshire.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I thought.
Perhaps somewhere around the first, you know, episode or whatever that I appeared on of this show, that you had mentioned something about it being Free Talk Live's anniversary-ish as well, like around this time, Labor Day or whatever.
Labor Day weekend. We moved up here in 2006.
That's pretty cool. So in addition to thanking all of you, I just want to say thanks to all of the listeners out there. I've gotten, you know, feedback both good and bad, and, you know, if you're not doing it right and you don't have any haters, well, then that means you're not doing it right or something like that.
If you're not taking flack, you're not over the target is what I think you were looking for there.
There's a bunch of variants of it.
It's true.
there's many, many thoughts to be had, and we will have many thoughts. This is Free Talk Live for the listeners who haven't figured that out yet. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can take your calls and your thoughts tonight. In the studio tonight with you, it's myself, the captain.
I'm Ian.
And I'm the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul, your future governor of New Hampshire.
Big week for you.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Big week.
You got any campaign updates today?
Campaign updates? I'm getting some good press on Facebook. I'm still getting, people are... Like, people I don't know are posting about me, so I like that.
Nice. I randomly found a photo, I think it was Facebook, it might have been Twitter, of the actual New Hampshire ballot listing nobody as one of the selections.
Yeah.
And I tossed that in your chat room just because I hadn't seen the actual visual on it yet, and I was like, I think the visual needs to be posted, so I threw that up there. I thought that was cool. I hadn't seen that yet.
Groovy. Yeah, that was actually the first time I'd seen it, too, so thank you for that.
Indeed. So I have hand-selected, I've curated personally, I've artisanally created some... No, I didn't create anything. I brought in some things to talk about, but something I stumbled on actually just about an hour ago when I was just checking the news for things that I may have missed, as I want to do. Stumbled upon this article from the Washington Examiner. San Francisco gym owners are livid. Ask me why, nobody. Ask me why they're livid.
Let's see. Because all the government gyms were open while theirs were forced to close.
Bingo!
You knew this one.
Well, you know, it's just, we know how these things play out.
Bingo! Give that man a prize. Tip.lrn.fm if you want to give nobody a prize.
Mm-hmm.
They're livid after discovering gyms in government buildings have been open for months.
Well, it's okay for them to work out.
See, they don't even understand their place. Laws are for little people. The government gyms are for the people in the club.
This article by Emma Colton, dated September 6, 2020, at 12:34 p.m. Gyms within government buildings in San Francisco have been open for months, despite privately owned establishments being ordered to close due to the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking and infuriating, Daniel Rabkin of CrossFit Golden Gate told the local NBC station. Even though they're getting exposed, there are no repercussions, no ramifications. It's shocking.
It's not shocking. They're answerable only to themselves. What are they going to do? Punish themselves?
Oh, they'll investigate themselves and find they did nothing wrong, of course.
Exactly.
The gyms have been open for government employees, including those for police officers, judges, lawyers.
There's special gyms for judges.
Bailiffs, paralegals.
Judges do they have?
It's San Francisco, probably.
Okay,
a lot.
Yeah, they got a lot of judges.
According to the report. One such gym, the Hall of Justice Gym, has been open since July 1st.
Wow. That's a huge hall of injustice they've got there.
This is the same town where I believe Nancy Pelosi is from, right?
This is the same town!
Yeah. Didn't she get caught recently at a hair salon?
She sure did!
Yeah. Yep. Right. Mask-free.
Right. Mask-free.
A hair salon that had been closed to the public.
Closed to everybody else.
She should be grateful to get her germs. She's in the club.
She's in the club. Apparently, if you're in government, you can't get the coronavirus.
Yeah, and your poop doesn't stink either.
Indeed. Just like if you move, you know, if you're 5 feet away from somebody, you're going to get it. But if you move 6 feet away, it can't get you.
Yep. 5 feet, 6 feet. 5 feet, 6 feet.
The gyms that have been open for government... Oh, we covered that, sorry. This just demonstrates that there seems to be some kind of a double standard...
You think?
...between what employees of the city are allowed to do and what the residents of San Francisco are allowed to do, Dave Craker, owner of MX3 Fitness in the Castro, said. What the city has unwillingly done... No, I wouldn't say it was unwillingly, is created this great case study that says that working out indoors is actually safe. So at this point, we're just demanding that they allow us to have the same workout privileges for the citizens of San Francisco that the employees of San Francisco have.
Privileges.
Privileges.
Privileges. Right. What's a privilege?
Privilege is comes from the Latin privis legis. It means when the law treats one person different from another. So everybody can't have the same privilege, because if everybody has a privilege, it stops being a privilege.
Right.
Also,
once it's ubiquitous, it's no longer...
Because it's not the law treating one person differently than somebody else. It's the law treating everybody the same.
Well, it's also something that is different from a right. So,
right,
you know, if you own yourself, if you control your own body, then you should have a right to work it out, right? Like, you should have a right to go and do things like that with it. But by converting the right into a privilege, you're now having to ask permission to exercise, literally.
And then there's licensing, which is where they take a right, they turn it into a privilege, and they sell it back to you for money.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's always a revenue generating experience there, right?
You can't
get a license for any other thing, right? Can you barter for a license from the government? I don't think you can.
Nope. It's got to be cash.
It's always a fee in FRNs.
Yeah. Well, they have to be in FRNs because they've got to keep the value of those things up as much as they can, and their main value comes from if you have enough of them, the government won't kill you.
This reminds me of the one time that I got pulled over in Seattle. I had a broken taillight or something, you know, meaningless. The officer pulls me over, and they ask for my license and insurance. Now, in Washington State, it is a state law that you have vehicle insurance.
All 49 that aren't New Hampshire have that law.
Mm-hmm. Really? New Hampshire's the only one?
New Hampshire's the only one. It's like a tigger.
Wow. So at any rate, I get pulled over, and I couldn't. I had a card for my insurance, but it had expired like a week ago or something. It wasn't very long ago, so I didn't have the newest one. And they're like, yeah, we totally believe that you have insurance. Here's a ticket. But if you just bring your proof of insurance down to the courthouse, you know, it'll just be taken care of, is what their phrasing was, right? And I was like, oh, okay, no big deal. I go, and I bring my cash. I bring my proof of insurance, and they're like, that'll be $25, please.
Oh, yeah, they got to collect a fee.
Yeah, so It was a $25 administration fee for the person to make a frickin' copy of my insurance.
For the wicked, money doesn't grow on trees.
$855, $450 free. Should people who work for government have more privileges than you? Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Everybody, it is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Coming to you from our Keene, New Hampshire studios. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. I did want to take a minute before we finish off talking about these government employees that apparently have been enjoying open gyms despite requiring them to be closed for everybody else.
But Blue Lives Matter.
Is that so? Just the Blue Man Group?
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe some Smurfs?
Blue Man Group, the Smurfs, and the cops.
Oh, wait, who are those? I should know this.
Possibly dolphins, I'm not sure about
that. On the Star Trek, they had the
blue and the white hair. Andorians.
Yes, thank you.
Andorians.
Andorian Lives Matter.
Smurf Lives Matter.
Smurf Lives Matter.
Because they're Smurfy.
They are Smurfy. You know what else is Smurfy? The fact that it's Indentured Servitude Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Is April 15th?
No, it's Labor Day.
Is that related to indentured servitude?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
I think it's just related to work.
I was thinking dentured servitude, because, you know.
Dentured servitude? Yeah, that. Well, it depends on what the retirement age is.
People without teeth who are forced to work for no pay. Dentured servitude. Yeah.
Either that or they'll beat him like red-headed stepchildren with no teeth.
It is Labor Day. It is a holiday. A national holiday, whatever that means. What does Labor Day celebrate anyway, nobody?
Labor?
Yeah. Like women having kids? Going into labor?
Nope, the other kind. It celebrates the working man and how he managed to cause government to slow the accumulation of capital to the point that his lot never got better. Because the economy wasn't growing fast enough.
Is Labor Day a socialist construct?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's different from May Day, which is definitely like a sort of socialist commie.
Yeah, I think they do that in May, though.
They do.
Okay.
Hence but the name.
They both sort of feel like they're kind of similar, right? Like May Day is supposed to be about the rights of the workers, right?
Yeah.
May Day, I think, yeah, it is. It's just you're supposed to protest on that day
organizing,
and like not go to work or something like that.
Not organizing the workplace or something like that.
General strike!
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, happy Labor Day to anybody who celebrates that. And if you don't, well, then unhappy Labor Day to you.
Well, I just found out it was Labor Day moments ago, so.
Oh, well, there you go. So we were talking about this article from the Washington Examiner, where apparently in San Francisco, where they have told all of the gyms to be closed because of the, quote, coronavirus, unquote.
And there are now underground gyms, as we reported, I think, last week or within the last couple of weeks. There's black market gyms now.
Oh, I was like, what, in the subways? But no, you mean like underground, as in the black market.
As in speakeasies.
Right. Speakeasy fitness
centers.
Wouldn't it be
a Lifteasy or something?
Lifteasy, right, yeah.
And is it easier to lift in a Lifteasy than it is to outside a Lifteasy?
I think it would be more difficult just because of the covert nature of it, right? Like in a regular gym, you could just either be wearing some sort of gym clothing, carrying a gym bag with your regular clothes, and everybody would just be kind of in the know that you were going to the gym. But if the gym is underground, black market style, then you don't want people to know that you're going to this underground because you don't want it to be found out and potentially busted.
Do you think the cops are like following people in workout clothes around to find out?
It would not surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me
if they started a underground gym task force to find all of these gyms that are operating without permission from the government. Well, it would not surprise me at all. And I feel like I just gave them an idea.
I would be Jack's complete lack of surprise, considering that they choked a man to death for selling loose cigarettes.
Indeed.
You know? Nothing surprises me after that.
So in San Francisco, they've told all the fitness centers that they must close. Meanwhile, inside of the government facilities,
all their workout centers and fitness facilities remain open.
Are they subject to viruses?
Apparently, you can be immune from coronavirus if you're employed by government.
Oh.
So it appears from this article.
Wow.
The report comes, of course, after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was recorded in a San Francisco salon without a face mask.
Yeah.
This despite local orders mandating that such establishments should be closed. It was a slap in the face when she went in, you know, that she feels she can just go and get her stuff done while no one else can go in and can't work. Salon owner Erica Cayuse, probably butchering that name, K-I-O-U-S, told Fox News last week of Pelosi, "We have been shut down for so long, not just me, but most of the small businesses, and I just can't. It's a feeling of being deflated, helpless, and honestly beaten down," Cayuse said. Pelosi addressed the video after it was released, calling it a setup. Yeah, whatever, Nancy.
Well, the funny thing is, I don't think she was necessarily lying there, but, you know, if you invite somebody over to rape your kid and they get over there and they find the police there, well, yeah, that's a setup, but they still came over to rape your kid. You know, it's it doesn't mean she's not guilty.
I read another article recently. I did not bring it in today, but it stated that more than half of the small businesses in San Francisco have closed permanently.
More than half of those that have closed
yes.
Will not reopen. Right. But they haven't said what percentage of the total number of it's businesses.
Specifically the small businesses.
Right, so, but the ones that closed. We don't know what percentage of the small businesses closed in the first place.
Well, I mean, all of them, right?
Did they?
It's kind of, I would imagine.
Well, let's see, laundromats are essential. There are essential small businesses that would have probably stayed open, okay. I think. I don't know for sure, though.
But either way, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a bunch, man. So, you know, take that for what it is. Another example of, you know, laws for you, but not for them.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, how it will always be. Doesn't matter what they do. Try to change it.
I wonder how many of these businesses are being bought up by politicians since they're still getting their fat-ass paychecks.
Right. Especially the ones that come into government employ.
Well, wait a minute, nobody. If they knew how to run a business, they'd be doing that.
I don't know. Could be.
I mean,
I guess they
can
hire somebody to do it, though.
Right. But if they get into government, they can, you know, build their wealth through taxation, and that's how they're getting their paycheck, and become wealthy by magic, as most politicians do, and then just buy businesses instead of
running. Yeah, that doesn't mean they're going to be able
to run. Just revoke everybody else's licenses. You'll be plenty profitable.
855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the prospects of a coronavirus vaccine are looking up.
Under my leadership, we'll produce a vaccine in record time. Biden and his very liberal running mate, the most liberal person in Congress, by the way, is not a competent person, in my opinion, would destroy this country and would destroy this economy.
And regarding the comments made by Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris over the weekend regarding a vaccine, the president says,
should immediately apologize for the reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric that they are talking right now, talking about endangering lives, and it undermines science.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden spending his Labor Day in the Keystone State of Pennsylvania. Biden meeting with AFL-CIO leaders and members on Monday. This is USA Radio News. Police officers in Pittsburgh are investigating videos that showed violence during demonstrations that took place over the weekend. One video shows a demonstrator shoving a megaphone into the face of another man who was holding a bicycle. Another clip showed a man with a megaphone using it to shout at people dining at outdoor tables at a restaurant. The video, widely distributed on social media, has over 3 million views on Twitter alone. Democratic nominee Joe Biden is committed to empowering labor unions and workers if he's elected in November.
And you can be sure you'll be hearing that word union plenty of times if I'm in the White House. The words of a president matter.
Biden speaking at an AFL-CIO event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live has returned. Here we are. We are here, and this is where we are at.
Once again, here we come to save the day.
Little Mighty Mouse rendition. That was a cool cartoon growing up. I don't remember much of it, but I do remember enjoying it.
That's pretty much all I remember. And then there was a show called Underdog, about which I remember even less. The only thing I remember is that it was called Underdog.
Yep.
Speaking of underdogs.
I thought it would be.
Free Talk Live is a bit of an underdog.
Wait. Was Snidely Whiplash an underdog?
I don't know. No. That was the guy. Wasn't that the guy who had the laughing dog?
Maybe.
The dog was always going, yeah. Yeah, that was like Speed Racer or something.
No, maybe that was,
I don't remember now. But speaking of underdogs, Free Talk Live is a bit of an underdog in that
Dudley Do-Right.
Oh, Dudley Do-Right.
He was the archenemy of Dudley Do-Right.
Oh,
so he wasn't the dog guy, I don't think.
Right. Okay.
Free Talk Live is a bit of an underdog, particularly in the talk radio market. We're the only syndicated talk radio show that brings you the perspective of freedom that I'm aware of.
Sadly.
Okay. Yeah. It'd probably be better if we had some competition.
Yeah.
It probably would. But it also occurs to me that I feel like we should have coordinated our attire today. I should be wearing a shirt that says Kick-Ass, and he should be wearing a shirt that says Nobody, because you're wearing a shirt that says Freeman.
Somebody gave this to me.
Hmm. Well, of course they did. Yeah. I mean, they probably didn't know anybody else named Freeman, right?
I think it's from one of the Liberty T-shirt companies.
Oh, okay.
They probably knew other people named Freeman.
They probably did, right, yeah. Mm. They probably wanted it to say Freeman.
It's free, man.
Is it what?
Freeman or free man? Up to you.
I think if it was like free man, it would just be a capital F on the front of your shirt and then a cape, maybe some boots. I'm free man.
You know, you'd be like a superhero.
A real life superhero like Phoenix Jones.
Right, yeah, yeah. You could run around New Hampshire.
Did you ever meet Phoenix Jones? Wasn't he from Seattle?
I did not meet him, no. I've seen many of his stories on the television.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
did
night
you have many stories?
You were there while he was active.
Indeed, yes I was. Yeah.
Didn't he just get...
He got busted for cocaine dealing.
Or something?
Was he doing
cocaine?
Yeah.
Well, at least he wasn't committing a real crime.
Right, that's true, yeah. No big deal.
You got to fund your activism somehow.
He's less of a criminal than a cop is who arrested him for cocaine.
I certainly didn't, or I don't recall him asking for money in any way, shape, or form, right? So I don't know how he funded himself.
Cocaine.
He was
selling it.
Yes.
I assume he had like a day job of some kind or something.
Why would he need a day job? He was selling cocaine.
You sell cocaine by day and at night you fight crime. I mean, that's a pretty good combo, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, cocaine sells all day long.
That it does. Sells itself.
Yo, yeah. There's no bad time to sell cocaine.
You don't need like a team of marketing people to put together a campaign and put up billboards and put like trifold brochures in people's mailboxes and stuff like that.
Nah, bro, just wander down to Hoe Alley at 5 a.m. when they're all waiting for people to go to work.
Hoe Alley,
Hoe Alley. That's in Manchester.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check that out next time on there.
It's interesting. Don't bring more money than you intend to spend.
If you would like to call in, you may do so at 855-450-3733. You, the listener. You can call and talk about anything you would like, literally or figuratively or even philosophically. You can also get us over at our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm.
Also, if you pay her first and she wants to go to the bathroom, get the money back first because she might go out the window.
Mm. Dirty tricks.
This is the wisdom that you bring to our...
That's actually a much cleaner trick than, you know, what we had in mind. So.
Well, I mean, she could stab you and take the money, so...
Well, that's true. That's...
But this is the wisdom that keeps you on Free Talk Live. It's these types of things that our listeners not only want to know, but need to know.
Yeah, and it's important, if you're going to be governor, how to deal with gangsters and whores, because that's pretty much what you're dealing with.
Amen, brother. Preach on.
You know, so I know these things. I'm the man.
Well,
and
no,
so come out and vote for me tomorrow for governor.
Nobody knows these things.
Nobody knows these things. And nobody needs your support.
Indeed. Ian, you said that you had something in the news that was compelling.
I saw this today and I thought, okay, now it's getting even worse. The Atlantic has been very pro-mask, this entire COVID thing. And, previously...
They hate normal face.
Previously, the Atlantic had been a very respected news and opinion organization. They've done some pretty in-depth reporting on certain topics over the years. I remember they did an amazing piece on the Diamond Scam a couple decades ago. But now it's like total obedience, total do what you're told, and they're taking it to a new level here. Derek Thompson, staff writer for the Atlantic, says that COVID-19 researchers have rightly extolled the virtues of masks, hailed the necessity of ventilation.
How does he know that?
Well, he cites some article.
Oh, so he read it somewhere, and so he knows it's right because he read it.
He may have written the article. I haven't looked at it yet. But
so a piece of cloth across your face suddenly has virtues to extol?
Well, certainly there are people who would like you to believe that. Because they want you to feel virtuous when you're doing it.
No, they want to feel virtuous themselves that they are doing it, and thus want you
to play
with
them.
Actually,
they want to feel virtuous that they're doing it and not doing it and making you do it.
Right.
If you want me in the politicians.
So, going on here, the story says, but another behavioral tactic hasn't received enough attention, in part because it makes itself known by its absence. That tactic is silence. Yes, it's finally time to talk in this pandemic about the importance of not talking in this pandemic.
See, that seems to be the crux of it, too. Like, everything they're doing seems to be, let's limit communication. Let's not have people talking to each other.
Yeah. Well, the first thing that happens when you distance people in the way that they've done is that people can no longer congregate and... will use the word conspire to end this madness.
Well, one would think, if they have any sense.
You're limited to...
I mean, we conspired to end this madness, like, the first hour of this madness. We were...
Yes.
I mean, how long did we even know about the madness before we were out, you know, drinking on the common?
like that day or something, yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't take long for us to realize it.
Yeah.
But, so... Now, of course, you're saying this article is saying people should shut up.
Should
as
be
well.
Quiet. Quote, every route of viral transmission would go down if we talked less or talked less loudly in public spaces, said Jose Jimenez.
Great. The politicians can shut up first.
Right. Lead the way.
Well,
they're leaders,
gonna
right?
Hold their breath till
they're
that
leaders.
Happens.
Lead by example, you bastards.
We keep being told, at least. Quote, a professor at the University of Colorado at Boulder who studies disease transmission, saying, quote, this is just a very clear fact. It's not controversial. Silence is golden, says The Atlantic, as an antiviral strategy because of how this disease spreads. I still have yet to see any evidence this disease is spreading in any significant manner into our lives.
I saw another article.
Is anybody sick?
Not that I know.
Still nobody sick.
Yeah.
See, that this is the worst epidemic ever.
Yeah. It's just a demic.
It's just a demic.
It's a whelming demic. Whelming.
No, I'm completely whelmed by this demic.
I'm also whelmed. The coronavirus seems to move primarily through viral particles that erupt from our faces when we sneeze, cough, talk, or sing. Some of these particles are heavy enough to splash on a nearby surface or fall quickly to the ground. Those are called large droplets. They're large only in comparison with the smaller globs that spray from our mouths and linger in the air in a swirling particle cloud.
Well, I must thank them for explaining that the large particle or the large droplets are called large droplets in the small ones are called small droplets.
And tomorrow there will be...
Very important information.
Tomorrow there will be several bands named Large Droplet Particle Cloud.
Awesome.
No, there won't. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody. Free Talk Live is the program you are listening to. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also get us over at discord.lrn.fm. And if you do use the on-air call-in lines over there, you can sound almost as if you're here in the studio with us. And who are we? Well, I am the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me,
I'm Ian.
And I'm the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
We were talking about, and I really am kind of tired about talking about masks, but it's such a big deal.
Oh, this is new. This isn't about masks.
Right, but this is about now something that they're stacking on top of the mask mandates, which is, shut up.
Hey, there's droplets coming out. They're aerosolizing droplets coming out of your mouth in clouds.
I saw three large droplets and many, many small droplets. I couldn't even count them.
Shush Talk Live.
If you are talking, you hate your grandparents. You're trying to kill them.
You're speaking, you want grandma to die.
I mean... We were wondering, right, like, where does it go from here? Okay, is it going to get better after the election?
No.
I don't think it is. I don't know.
I don't see what they would gain from pushing it on beyond the election.
Total control?
Yeah. Why would they give up control once they've taken it? They never have before. The TSA still exists.
Right.
Well.
Right.
I don't think they've got that long a window with this nonsense.
What do they call it? The silent enemy or something like that now or whatever?
What's that, stupidity?
No. Oh. Trump referred to it as... Trump referred to COVID as, like, the silent enemy.
Oh, yeah. I believe he did refer to it as something along those lines,
Now, I found one interesting thing that I couldn't confirm that claimed that Trump had donated, like, $1.6 billion to a... To the vaccine thing.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either, and I couldn't confirm it, but that would be kind of horrific if it was true, because that would put them all on the same side.
How many billions is Trump worth?
I don't know. Maybe jacked it from somebody else. Maybe the Ukrainians paid him off.
They are all on the same side.
Yeah,
I government
know.
Versus you.
It's just every once in a while. I still don't know how Trump ended up in there, because one of these things
they
is
hired
not
him
like
because
the
he
other.
Was a reality TV show and they could treat him like an actor.
Could be, but did they hire him to win the presidency or to lose to Clinton? He may have taken the easiest job in America, don't get elected president, and screwed it up.
I mean, it's not hard to do. Just go ahead and get elected, right?
I mean, it's hard to do if you're not Trump. I mean, if it's not hard to do, please, please enlighten me. I'll run for president next year instead of governor.
You're assuming that the election itself is a legitimate thing, that it's run with integrity and honesty, and that the results are actually honored.
I'm not assuming that. What I'm assuming is,
you would be assuming that.
This
if
is
you...
an assumption. It's a conclusion. My conclusion is, I don't know whether this particular race was rigged or rigged properly, because the feeling I really got is that the powers that be all wanted Clinton to win. And everything that's happened since, I mean, I have never seen the media so angry and so dishonest as when, you know, the voters tampered with the election and gave it to Bush instead of Clinton. So part of me is saying this guy just managed to luck into the job, you know, the guy who rigged the election, like rigged it the wrong way accidentally or secretly loved Trump or
so
something.
So you're pontificating. This is what you're doing, right? Pontificator, there's a band name. Some genius should name their band Pontificator.
Which makes me a pontiff. I have to pontificate or they'll fire me.
Well, there's a bathroom upstairs if you have to pontificate too badly.
Okay, no, I limit my pontification. But I'll always bloviate.
If you're not pontificating, you're not manufacturing large droplets and aerosols.
Well, that's the thing.
To infect the rest of the population. The way this article is written, it's just so exasperated, so breathless about, oh my God, it's so dangerous talking about what happens when people speak and acting as though this is like just a terrible, terrifying act. You want me to go on?
Yes, please.
Viral particles. This is The Atlantic. Hitch a ride outside of our bodies on these droplets and aerosols. They travel through the air. Droplets for a few seconds, aerosols for several minutes, and can lodge in the noses, throats, and lungs of other people.
Your victims.
Thus conveyed by the free transit of our exhalations, the virus travels to a new host.
Free transit? There's the problem. Nothing can be free.
Are you guys familiar with the term glick? It's spelled like G-L-U-E-C-K.
No.
So what it is, it's sometimes when somebody yawns, if they yawn the right way, their glands will, like, you know, secrete.
Oh, to gleek.
Gleek, yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
gleek,
yeah.
Gleek. So it might pronounce
I don't know
it
how you pronounce it or spell it. Thing.
So I personally have an ability to gleek,
yeah,
like, rather ominously. Right?
You're
like,
kind of a gleek geek.
I'm a gleek geek, yeah, okay. If you will. It doesn't happen very often. It's pretty rare. It's usually when I'm yawning, right? Uh-huh. And I'll yawn and then, like, right, a little
we used to do that in elementary school on purpose.
Will come out of the bottom of from underneath my tongue. So are these the large droplets that they're speaking of?
I just found out today that the human body could do this. How did everybody
really
know this?
Oh, this was an elementary school thing.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. We would like do it on the back of the bus.
I can't,
leaking.
Well, I can't do it on purpose.
It's finding out about squirters.
It's kind of the same thing. No. Except different.
That's about all we can say.
Yep.
About that.
And moving on.
Yep.
How about all the parents that used to call their offspring little squirt?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about?
Well, before you were mommy's little darling, you were daddy's little squirt.
The goal of COVID-19 public health guidance is to shut down this viral transit system. Good ventilation disperses aerosol clouds. Distancing reduces other people's vulnerability to these particles. Masks block them from our mouths and noses. But what if we tried to limit the production of these virus-laden particles before they even left our bodies? That's where volume control comes in. Talking less, more quietly, or not at all limits the manufacture of both large droplets and aerosols. When you breathe or whisper, your respiratory system doesn't emit large droplets. Jimenez told me that. Compared with yelling, quiet talking reduces aerosols by a factor of 5. Being completely silent reduces them by a factor of about 50. That means talking quietly rather than yelling reduces the risk of viral transmission by a degree comparable to properly wearing a mask. Just combine all of these things together. Wear a mask. Don't speak. Don't talk. Don't even whisper. And then
then we'll have a chance of surviving.
Yes, it will divide your chances of dying of this thing by five.
Now, I added the last line myself.
Terrific.
But that's the level that this is written at.
It's written at musical theater level of hysteria.
It is. I wish we had, like, sound effects in the background to layer over that, that kind of thing. I have the same reaction to this as I do when politicians start talking about taking away people's guns, and that's, okay, government, you go first.
Yeah. Yep.
And they are talking about taking away speech. Yeah. Oh, you can still talk. You can just type a text message
out. This could be great. Can you imagine a silent election?
I mean, it's been pretty much a silent.
No,
I mean,
television commercials.
There's almost
at all. No debates.
They're not doing this.
No debates. All written text.
I don't see how they're doing this because they just love silence. They must have something in mind.
Well, he once, quote, "The truth is that if everybody stopped talking for a month or two, the pandemic would probably die off," said the so-called experts.
Yeah, if he'd stop writing for a month or two, the world would be a smarter place, but I don't see him doing it.
They use violence to gain your compliance and force your silence.
Ah. That's very poetic.
Dr. Seuss said that, yeah.
No, it sounds like something Dr. Seuss. See, okay, we need to go. We need to write some Dr. Seuss for next year's campaign.
That would be good. Yeah, I do not like it, Sam. I am.
I don't see any reason to go on with this claptrap because it just continues.
Yeah, I don't see any reason to go on with a system that's based on violence that does nothing but take your money, kill people. I mean, that's about it. That's what they're good at, right? What else are they good at? Lying?
Can we just divide the country into a coward section and a non-coward section, please?
I support it.
Probably coming.
I vote for New Hampshire to be the non-coward section,
please.
That'd
be great. How do we get rid of the cowards?
I'm down and screw the rest of the
country. But how do we get rid of the cowards?
We build a wall. We make Mexico pay for it. Make Massachusetts
They're already
pay for
here.
It.
They're already
Throw
here.
Them out.
All horrible ideas. 855-450 free. Are you part of the coward section or the non-coward section? This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.